This is the Texas Standard.
Just a few weeks on the job, the acting director of the agency that regulates liquor sales in Texas says he's out. Done. This after a series of investigative stories by the Texas Tribune revealing out-of-state spending sprees and more at the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission, the TABC. Controversies over mismanagement and heavy-handed enforcement have resulted in the firings of several TABC officials, and now, without any warning, the person assigned to clean up the mess has abruptly resigned. The Tribune's Jay Root is a reporter behind many of the revelations roiling the agency. Jay, welcome.
Good to be with you.
Ed Swedberg had just been appointed to this position a few weeks back, right?
Correct. He took over from Sherry Cook, who had been the director for several years, and she left amid controversy. She announced it in April, just a few days after this brutal hearing at the Capitol, in which she and other high-ranking officials, including Ed Swedberg, were sort of raked over the coals for some of these spending controversies, mismanagement, not keeping up with cars, regulatory overreach. And then now he has quit abruptly, and it was quite unexpected.
What seems to have precipitated this? Is there any talk?
Well, one of the things that we revealed in the course of this investigation was a controversial flyer. It's almost hard to describe because you can't believe that an agency of state government would actually create something like this. But the agency itself, some people at the agency created this controversial flyer that depicted them boozing it up at out-of-state conferences. And one of the people in that flyer, pictured in that flyer, is Amy Harrison. She's the licensing director, longtime licensing director. And, she has been sort of on the hot seat before the legislature and within the agency. And apparently he did not want to terminate her. And so because of that, he quit himself.
But he effectively, Ed Swedberg, terminated himself because he didn't want to participate in her firing?
Correct. That's correct.
And who's saying that she has to be fired and why? She was just depicted in that flyer, right?
She was not only depicted in that flyer, she helped oversee the creation of that flyer. So, again, like I said, it's kind of hard to understand, but actually high-ranking bureaucrats, including the director of the agency, Sherry Cook, and the licensing director, Amy Harrison, they were also involved in going on some of these junkets to Hawaii and spending taxpayer dollars, and which was much criticized in the legislature, which then went on to cut off their travel funds for 2 years, so they can't go out of state and do this anymore, and also to forbid them from taking money from outside groups like the National Conference of State Liquor Administrators, which was the host of a lot of these controversial conferences. And Amy Harrison was the only one that we identified that actually had taken, they paid for her flight to go out there, and when she went and spoke out there, that ended up being a point of controversy.
But this isn't just about a flyer. You were reporting that TABC came crashing down pretty hard in an investigation on Texas's largest alcohol retailer too, and this created controversy.
Right, and it wasn't just Specs. There's been another one. The Cuvée Coffee was also in the headlines. Austin Company, where you could get beer like canned, and then take it out with you, and there was a regulatory action on that. Basically, the idea that at a time when Governor Abbott and Lieutenant Governor Patrick and all of these statewide officials are saying, local government's out of control and county government's out of control, you have the TABC, which is really coming down hard on Texas companies and being heavily criticized for it. So the optics on that and the narrative, it does not go along with the narrative we're hearing from the way state government or government should be treating businesses. And as you mentioned, the Specs case, this was a case where the TABC wanted to shut down Specs, essentially take away all 164 of their permits and or fine them $713 million with an M, almost enough to pay for 2 years of the state border security operation.
Good night.
And the judges came back, the administrative law judges came back and said, no, you didn't prove any of this. So instead of $713 million in fines, we don't want any fines at all. We don't want any permits yanked. They may have, out of 7 million invoices, may have failed to pay on time one $778 invoice. So they deserve a warning. And Specs actually may end up even fighting the warning because they say they actually were within the grace period allowed. So this was a case of regulatory overreach on steroids.
Jay Root is covering this story. He's investigative reporter for the Texas Tribune. We'll have a link to his work, texasstandard.org. Jay, thanks so much.
Thank you.